Yeah, baby. We're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKW. I started a social media podcast. The fact.
The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD's
podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Original. Yes. You know what, dude? Mush's energy is already killing me. It's just murdering me already. Look at it. Can't hear you. You have to unmute you.
My mouth's not moving.
No, I'm talking to my host, my co-host, Mike Calta.
All right, I did it.
You there, Gabby? Gabby?
Freeze.
Oh, fuck.
Can you hear me?
You're all frozen right in the ugliest position I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Hello?
Are you... How do you, are you at your parents or are you at your house?
I'm at my parents.
Nice. How do they have shitty internet? Welcome, everybody.
You
know what, dude? Podcast. Mike Calta, my number one best friend, Gabby.
Hi.
My number 48 best friend, and Mike.
That's not Bush, true.
My number 26.
1008.
That was purposeful. And that was pointed.
Oh my God. And your internet stinks. Could you, for the love of God, get on a fucking good connection? He has 100 million in the bank. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Gabby, you say houses. No. What do you think he has in the bank? Oh, that's why you're freezing up on the good Bon Jovi stuff.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Just stinks.
Hey.
Now,
oh, it stinks awful.
Come back in, get off, and come back in. Your internet stinks. You gotta go and come back. This is killing the show. And here we go. And Greg Warren, everybody, give it up for Greg Warren. Have we ever met before, Greg?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Oh, shit.
Wow, what a dick Bobby is.
Yeah, no, we met at Joe's wedding. And maybe right. Once or twice before that. Yeah.
All right. Well, don't mind him. That's his thing. He, as soon as he sees somebody, he'll fucking run you over with a truck.
No, I'm just
I
saying.
I apologize.
I met you too, Mike. I did your show down in
you
Tampa. Yeah.
I didn't fucking say I didn't remember it.
Fucking
give me
dickhead.
A chance to deny it first.
You didn't know him either. You have no idea who he is.
Of course I did. You told me today, Greg Warren's with me. Like, I know Greg.
No, you didn't. You said who?
No,
you sound like an owl.
I did. Well, I bet Greg doesn't remember me, so.
You liars.
Greg, do you remember Mush?
Did I do your podcast with him when you were gone, Bobby?
No, I worked with you in San Antonio and Houston.
Wow, so you're a dick,
man,
too, Greg.
Yeah.
We're all fucking...
No, yeah.
Greg, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. But I never claimed not to be, you know?
Poor Mush was so excited about it. He was like, oh, such a good guy.
I can't remember which station I was on when you were on, but I remember having you on.
Yeah, it was like a AM talk station or something.
Hollywood, I remember. That was a long time
ago. Yeah, it was a while back.
When did I meet you? I met you a long time ago, too, right, dude?
Joe's wedding.
You guys. Yeah.
No, Joe's wedding, he just said.
Yeah, Joe's wedding.
Let him answer the thing. What are you, his fucking lawyer?
I don't like it. Was...
Gabby, do you know Greg?
He's frozen.
Can you hear me?
No, we can hear you, but you suck. Your internet stinks. Her father's in Bon Jovi.
My internet sucks.
He owns a mansion on the fucking shore. Okay? He's a composer. He's a fucking musician. He's going down in the... He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And her internet stinks.
He's a Tony Award winner. And he can't get good internet.
My $2 apartment internet works better than this.
True.
God damn it.
Anyway. Bobby had the best insult for Gabby before the show, and it was so hard I can't even repeat it to your face, but it's making me laugh multiple times as I look at you.
Just fucking say it.
You don't want to hear it.
Let him say it.
I've heard everything.
You haven't heard this one.
Oh no!
But I said it in love. Come on. I said, "Where's that hay-haired cunt?"
I've heard that 1,000 times.
Hay-haired is even
not
more
the cunt. Cunt's not part. The cunt part.
Oh, the hay-haired part doesn't.
I can't hear her talk without seeing her face move.
I would rather watch Mush stare at his phone right now than to see your ventriloquist act you're pulling right now. Look, she's just staring. She just looks goony. Anyways, I'm out. I'm fucking out. I don't even looking at her. I'm looking at Greg and Mike. I don't want to look at anybody else. Hi, Greg. Is that a crossword puzzle behind you? We get it. You're smart.
Bobby, I got a crossword puzzle podcast on your network. That's why.
You're so smart. Do you the Times on Sunday? Is that a hard one, by the way?
The Times
on Sunday?
Yeah. Saturday's the hardest. Saturday's the hardest. Sunday's pretty hard too.
Calter, are you into crossword puzzles?
I could school the TV Guide one. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if I feel like I'm filled with a bunch of useless information, so I might actually be okay at it. But I don't know if I'm going to start at the New York Times. I might pick up a penny saver.
Highlights magazine is where you want to start off.
Yeah. Highlights. Where I put in the vowels and little circles first. Yeah.
I can't do them. I don't retain things like words. I don't retain information, people's names. You know, I don't do any of that shit. I just can't, like, people who quote movies and shit like that and know everything about. I don't know. And I watch a movie, it's done. I'm out.
Finished with it, huh?
Gone. Yeah. I'm done. I can watch it 17 times. Maybe I'll remember something. And I've done crossword puzzles. I tried to look. I feel like when I do a crossword puzzle at like the Delta Lounge, I feel like everybody knows that I'm fucking being a phony. I feel like they're looking at me like, this guy is fucking, look at this idiot. I really do.
I can remember all this stuff from crossword. I just can't remember working with Mush for the life of me.
I can tell you what happened that weekend.
Three across for a shitty comedy.
So what if Mush just called you out on fucking cheating on your wife?
I can tell you what happened.
You cheated on your wife that weekend with this Mexican girl. She was 18 and a half.
It was me, you, and Sam Damaris.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that week. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because a friend of ours that weekend passed.
Oh, that's when Scott Kennedy died that weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that, man. Yeah,
Mike, absolutely. How's my sound? Is it good?
You talking?
Yeah, you sound good.
You sound good. Thanks. Good.
Oh, good? Just good.
Well, we have our scale, so I'm letting you know.
I have a scale. Mike has good, great. I don't sound great, huh? How's that? Now do I sound great?
That's great.
Now you're great.
Now I sound amazing, great. Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, so next time you hear me sounding good, just let me know.
Time to be great.
I want to be awesome, Mike. Sorry, as the producer of this show, I want you to produce the best quality show ever. I wish I forgot Mike, Greg. I wish I was you right now.
I'm sorry. I was thrown off by Gabby's terrible internet.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, Greg is here to promote his special, Where the Field Corn Grows. Correct?
Yes. Yes, I've watched your special. Now, you did a dry bar, right?
I did. That's not what this is, but yeah.
Not what that is, but you did that. And dry bar, you know, is clean comedy.
Right.
Yeah. But very funny. Like, they're on Facebook all the time. I started watching them like a year ago, and it's fucking ridiculously funny comedy, but it's crystal clean. I don't know if you ever saw it, Mike Calta, but I saw yours, and yours was fucking great too.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, really, really funny. Because, you know, sometimes you see that Facebook comedy and it's kind of hokey or fucking, I don't know. It's just not my thing, you know? But the dry bar seems to get really funny people that, you know, can pull off the clean stuff, but in a very funny way. So yeah, yours was great, too.
Yeah, you shoot it in Utah. You shoot it. It's all Mormons. It's like Mormon run.
Yeah, you had a line about that, about Mormon people would be mad for 96 days or 96 hours or something.
That's
like that.
That's not me, I don't think, was it?
No, that was you.
Was it me? I don't know.
That was you.
I don't remember that
clip.
Part of
the old one was old can't run. That's the clip I have up here from the old.
Okay. Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
Very funny stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was I remember shooting that thing. It was in Provo, Utah, and I was like, "Ah, man, I got to get some Starbucks or something before the thing. I need caffeine." And they're like, they were acting really weird about it, and they don't have caffeine. The Mormons don't drink caffeine, so it was like I couldn't. They're like, "Yeah, we just don't have that here. We don't have
same
it.
People that have multiple wives."
Yeah, well, I think that's a distant sect. I think of the
but derivatives of the Mormon religion.
Yeah.
Are you a married guy?
No, never.
Ever been married?
Never. No.
Oh, you? Good for you. Yeah, hey. I'm married 17 years. I watch a lot of reality TV, and they have that show where the guy has multiple wives. And I would really be into that. And I don't just mean for like the sex thing. I just mean like one of them has to be in a good mood every night. Like your chances of hanging out with one that isn't cunty that night are pretty good when there's five. And it's always a party. You always got your own little group. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's a man who sees the world half full there, I guess. Because 16 of them are fucking awful.
And plus, you can't just get an abortion, dude. I mean, one of these chicks gets pregnant, you got to keep it.
Yeah, well, I feel like if I'm going to have multiple wives, I'm going
to... I'm barely surviving a pandemic with one kid in a fucking three-bedroom ranch in White Plains. Oh, I'd never be able to fucking have five wives and 16 kids. I'd murder myself.
Oh, I take control. I put them to work young. Are you kidding me? They don't let them have caffeine and other shit because they don't want to let them know the real world's out there. I'll own them until they're like 12.
I don't think they can leave.
Oh,
that's the Amish.
Amish, yeah.
But the Amish, there's a certain age that they get a year.
Rumspringer.
Yeah. What is it called? Yeah, that's always a fucking weird thing to see when the girl just takes off and comes back just a hoe. Just she likes fucking rap. She's got a tattoo. She's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Electricity, all this shit that they never knew about. They're like, fuck that.
That must be a weird thing to actually not have something your whole life and then to get it. Like to go out and just get electricity, movies, Netflix, drugs, sex.
I felt like that the first, like, I had a day job until like I was 33 and quit and went on the road. And I felt like that the like. Because I'd be doing the day job and I was doing stand-up, and after the show, they'd be like, you know, the girls would be like, hey, you want to go to this bar with us? There's these girls and it's going to be fun. I'd be like, I gotta wake up. And then like that first night I was on the road, they were like, you want to go to this bar and get drunk? I'm like, yeah, dude. And I swear it was about a year. It was like Rumspringa. And then about a year after that, I'm like, yeah, man, I should probably write more and I should probably... You know, take this a little more serious. I started when I was 33. I should probably get to it pretty quick here.
You got your year. You got to go out there and explore the late night.
That was great. Yeah.
Dude, when I did morning radio, when I was like not the host, I was like a third micer. I would do that. I would go out and stay out until 2 o'clock in the morning, go home, sleep for an hour, get up, take a shower and go to work. And I was like a champ. Now, if I'm up at 9 o'clock, I have a panic attack.
I remember when I first moved to New York, we would hang out until the sun came up, and then we get breakfast, yeah, and then go home. I had a hard time because I worked so much my whole life. I mean, I had five jobs up until I moved to New York. I remember Patrice gave me a pep talk because I felt so guilty waking up at 3. You know, he was like, look at motherfucker, I worked my ass off for a long time to be lazy motherfucker. So he goes, think of all those open mics and all that horse shit you did, all those shit jobs you did, all those shit gigs. Now you get to sleep until 5 o'clock, bitch. Do whatever you want. So I now I have a kid. It's funny too, because Greg, you look like, out of all of us, the one who should have a kid and a wife.
You know, man, I've been told that time and time again, like that like women are like, you look married, which, you know, I don't think it's a compliment, but
it is. You don't look like you do. I'll tell you, you look like TV dad a little.
TV dad. That's fine. Yeah.
That's not an insult whatsoever.
I said, yeah. That's fine. I'll take it. I mean, you do look, I mean, you got the crossroad. I mean, here's how you know he has nobody and it's just him. There's nothing on the wall behind. Yeah,
it's true, man.
There's no sconce. There's no fucking anything.
The only reason that crossword's back there is for the podcast, the crossword podcast. The only reason it's there.
That's it, dude. When a guy lives alone, dude, you got fucking nothing.
Yeah.
You don't do shit. Fuck that. That's just the last thing you think of is, hey, I need a sconce on that wall.
I don't even, what's a sconce?
That's perfect. Perfect answer. Perfect answer.
I'm serious. I don't know what a sconce is.
It's a light fixture. A little light
costs $300 more than it should.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. It's got like the slanty thing that goes under it. It looks
No, we don't say that anymore now. Come on. Oh, all right. Listen now.
it's like you put a torch on the wall, right?
Whoa. We don't say that anymore. We can't put torches. You see some white guy that looks like you talking about torches. Here's a sconce.
I got it wrong.
Can you?
Yeah, you.
These are sconces.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't know what it. No, I still don't.
That's a sconce.
I don't get it.
Can you explain the podcast? I mean, do you actually just solve the crossword puzzle on the air?
No, I know you're making it sound worse. It's really, really. No, it's me, but my buddy Brendan Ayer and I. We attempt to solve the New York Times crossword puzzle every day of the week, and then we review it and. We try to write jokes about each of the, we write jokes about each of the days. It's good. It's on Bobby's network.
Yes, it's on Laugh Button Live. It's actually a great podcast. You know, we redid the whole network, and his podcast and a few others are some of the new ones on the network that we added. We lost a couple, but we added some real good ones, which I'm very excited about. And now he's got this new special with 800-pound gorilla, who's a partner in the actual network. I love those guys over there.
Oh, they're too. Great, really man. Fun. Yeah, they're great. They're great.
And we have the trailer right here.
What's that? We got the trailer. Hey, hang on one sec, Mike. Let's slow roll the trailer. We got an hour to show it. That's so funny. The last thing comics want to do is see themselves. Why is that, dude? Why do we hate? I just did a club down with Mike Versani's, and I have these five.
Oh, man, that
shows.
Was the last club I did before the COVID.
Oh, that was, I just did it a couple of weeks ago. They opened up. I don't know if they're still open, but I don't know what happened. But I have five shows from them. I can't watch them.
Yeah.
I just can't fucking watch it.
I can listen.
I even listening though, it's like, ugh. I just hear myself at one point. Hey, wait, blah, what? Shut up. Just get to the jokes. You know, it's just like, fuck you, dude. How did you made it this far in pure fucking, just pure confidence. You fucking fat mush I am. No offense, mush.
Yeah, okay. I'm a lot similar, but I'm like, could you have a little confidence for Christ's sake? You've been doing it for 35 years.
Why did you just bring me up? What is that?
No, that's, I was talking about me.
No. That's like, who's at Vasani next week.
Mutsy. Oh, the guy looks just like me.
Oh, Mutsy.
He looks like you fucked Joey Diaz and you had a kid.
He looks like me if I got hit by a Mack truck.
Oh, man. This is if Bobby had a stroke and we had to take care of him for the rest of his life. You know Mootsie, Greg?
I've heard like legends about the guy.
How's that?
I don't know him. I've heard the stories about him. Yeah.
Was it good?
He's right there.
Yeah. Hey, Mootsie.
Mootsie. Now, listen, Greg, if I have to get up and run away at some point, I got very ill yesterday. Me and my son both got sick. Not corona. I hope not. I don't think so. I have the antibodies, so it can't be, but I got the shivers last night. As soon as we were done with the podcast, we did the show last night back in the house. I looked over. He's shivering on the couch. And my wife's like, I'm like, he's, what's going on? She's like, he's okay. I'm like, he's not all right. You Nazi. He's not all right. You fucking old tough Pollock from Everett, Mass. I'm like, there's something. His body. What do you think? He's faking it? He's 7. There's no school. We're in a pandemic. So angry. And then I got it. I start shivering. I start getting fucked up. Then I got diarrhea. It was terrible. So I had to sleep in my kid's car bed last night. He slept in the big bed with her.
Why?
And I literally, me and my kid were in the bed today, and I was sitting there, and I forgot. You know when you have diarrhea and you're sick, you forget when you start to feel a little better? And then I tooted. Oh, man, I filled my fucking underwear like a fucking diaper.
Jesus.
I just ran to the shower and just took it all everything off. It was a fucking nightmare. So if I have to leave, I apologize. That means I shit my pants, or I'm going to shit my pants.
Don't do it right after he plays the trailer. Just give it like 30, 40 seconds, man.
For the love of the show, you should shit on the
If I would shit on the show, I would have to show it. You know what I mean?
I'd be happy knowing you just did it. Yeah, Mootsie.
Mootsie!
When you make the Mootsie face, that means you shit your pants.
All right, let's play this trail. Let's see what this guy has chops.
Greg or Mootsie?
Mootsie. If you didn't play me before Mootsie.
Okay.
If I didn't do my chores, I got grounded. If a farm kid doesn't do his chores, the bank forecloses on the family's farm. The stakes are high over there, man. Very easy to remember because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field. So you can see, I'm not going to stand up here and brag you guys about how much money I make, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever, okay? Like, I walked by a construction site the other day, I heard 37 swear words in under a minute. I was like, that is going to be a sturdy building.
Yeah, it's great, buddy.
Where did you do that? Where did you shoot it?
I shot it in Edwardsville, Illinois, which is, I live in St. Louis. It's about an hour from here. It's all about farming. So I wanted a bunch of farmers to be in the crowd. So it's near a lot of farm adjacent, I should say.
But why about farming? That's so interesting. Why did you do a special on farming?
I don't know.
Did you have lunch with Colin Quinn? He lived near the farm. I had to summon the Constitution. Hey, no one's done nothing on the farms.
I started doing a couple of jokes.
I know the episode's called Mootsie, Bobby.
I started doing a couple of jokes about farming. I was on stage like one night and this, there's all these farmers in the crowd. And I asked the guy, what do you farm? And he's like, green beans. Or he goes, beans. And I said, like green beans. And they all start laughing at me like I'm the dumbest guy. Hey, thanks. We go green beans in Iowa. Oh, that's a good one there. It was soybeans, which, by the way, that's not that ridiculous of an answer. That's a real food. Like that's, I didn't say jelly beans. Okay. So I told that story a couple of times and then it just got a little bigger. And then you guys know Jack Vaughn at Sirius.
Yeah. I love Jack.
Yeah, I do too. He's a good friend. And he was asking me, I was like, Jack, I think I might have like a new hour coming up. And he was like, well, what's it about? I'm like, nah, I don't know. Just a bunch of stuff. I got this one farm joke. And he was like, you got to do more of that. You got to try to make the whole thing like
farming. So it's like it's not all farming, but it's about probably about half. Yeah.
Dude, that, well, that untapped audience. No, I mean,
I tell you,
I hope. Yeah,
yeah.
All you need is a people, dude. That's all I say. You need a people and a catchphrase. That's all you need. We're gonna get you a catchphrase at the end of the show.
I know, man.
Yeah. We'll come up with one, right, Mike?
Oh, can you imagine if Willie Nelson can hang on one more year, you could perform at Farm Aid. They would love you.
Oh yeah, man. I'll do it.
You did a joke about being just act stupid. That was a funny joke. At the airport.
Oh yeah, you did watch that thing, man. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? What are you? Don't believe me.
Munchie never watched it.
That's not what I should have done that for, the stupid face and the Munchie face. Yeah, I don't even know Munchie, but that's gold right there.
No, it was a funny.
You don't need a catchphrase, Bobby. Just do that face every 5 seconds. Hey guys, gold right there.
I'm gonna think he had a stroke.
Can you bring up Munchie again? I'm supposed to see if I'm doing it right.
I have his clip ready.
Yeah, dude, that joke was hilarious, dude. And then there was another one I forget about. Fuck, you did the thing about the frogs.
Yeah, that was funny.
But there was another joke after that about queers or something. What was it?
Really stupid. Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
Acting stupid, where I was like, I was watching TV with my buddy, and we're flipping channels, and that show ER came on, and I did like that show, and I was like, I want to watch, let's watch this. And he's like, this show, it sucks, it's stupid, it's not realistic. And it's like, hey man, I like this show, but I do agree with you on one thing. Like when they have those paddles out and they're trying to resuscitate those people, they should not be calling those people homophobic names. He's like, they're saying clear. and then I tried to do a dumb face, but it's not near as good as the face you're
I just want the photo of Munchie.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Multiple award winning Munchie.
Munchie, what a fucking name.
I don't know him, but my friend Joe told me he does like the churches. And he passes the hat, and he makes a ton of money just passing the basket at the churches.
At IRS.gov, Munchie is cheating you.
Oh, come on, don't sell that.
Oh, come on, what's wrong with you?
The IRS is watching this show.
I do. My uncle's an IRS guy, and he's a Patreon subscriber.
Well, as long as he's paying.
Hey, what happened to the girl?
She died.
Internet is not working apparently at all.
Okay. Yeah, look, her internet sucks. She's at her father's mansion on the Jersey Shore, one of two, and she's on fucking garbage Wi-Fi.
Well, I liked her.
You would give it a couple more minutes. Look at Munchie.
No, she's great. Gabby's great. She's the best. But she bailed. I don't know why she bailed, but she fucking bailed.
It was the fucking trailer, wasn't it?
Well, she doesn't like middle-aged guys. Yeah. Now let me ask you a question.
I'm old. I'm not even middle-aged anymore. I'm 52.
So you have all your friends must have families and shit, right?
Yeah.
Or do you have like a gang of single 50-year-olds?
Well, so you hang out, get barbecue, and jerk
each other off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not the barbecue part, but I hang out with all the comics I hang out with are younger mostly. I feel like I'm the creepy old guy around the comics now. I don't know. The local comics.
Who do you hang out with?
A bunch of St. Louis guys, you know. It's my buddy Sean O'Brien, and I do miss New York, man. I lived there for like 5 years, and I do miss the guys up there. But yeah, it's go see my dad. You know, that's
you lived in New York. When did you live in New York?
I left probably like 4 years ago, maybe. Yeah.
Did we meet? We never met here. No, did we?
I think we met a couple of times just in passing. But
what clubs did you work?
I worked, I did Dangerfields a lot. I got in at the Cellar, but I wasn't like, I didn't work there. She didn't give me a ton of spots, you know.
Right, yeah. She's a tough nut to crack.
Nah, I was, and I came in. I moved to New York when I was 44 years old. So it's
that's never in the plans.
Yeah,
you know, what you got to do? Wait till you're 44.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to New York.
Yeah, and I remember when I moved there, and I was like, I'm just looking for a new challenge, you know. And then, and I'd already done some stuff on TV, and I'd been around, whatever, and. I just want a new challenge. And then I did a couple of sets and they didn't go well. And I was like, well, I didn't really mean like a challenge. I mean, I just wanted to have instant success in a different setting is what this is brutal. It sharpened me up pretty quick though, man.
Why did you move back to St. Louis?
I always knew I was really going to go to New York for a couple of years. And I wound up staying like four, I think. And, I lived in LA for a while too. Like I just belong here. I just like it here. And yeah. I've always worked the road a lot, but I liked it. And the New York, I was probably on my way to move back maybe 6 months later and my mom got sick. And that's, I just came home for Christmas and I never went back because she was sick, but,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I got a lot of friends up there still, right. It was great. That was the coolest thing about it is all the comics.
What about the Corona thing? You're on the road every weekend, right? This must have fucking whacked you in the face.
Yeah, yeah, man. It wasn't the best deal.
Did you get sick? Were you sick?
I took the what's the test that you took, Bobby? Antibody test. I took that. And it was negative, but I swear to you, I had it in I was so that when I was down at Vasani, February, March-ish, that whole time I was just abnormally tired and beat and just something was off. And I really think I had, if I didn't have it, I had some strain of it or a different virus.
Yeah. I think every working comic, club comic had Corona because we're sharing that mic. With 19 fucking people just that week. And they never cleaned. No club. I've never seen a club.
No.
Ever. And I always tell them, could you please Lysol the fucking mics? And I've never seen a club clean a mic in my life. They could give a fuck. I've seen pieces of bread. I've sucked meat out of a microphone in my mouth.
Oh, I've had my tongue touch it lots of times. It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, don't want to think that Mootsie was touching it right before you.
Oh, yeah. Fucking.
Holy shit.
I'd fucking pay money to see the face, man.
You should walk in while he's on stage and do that face. He'll think he could time travel.
Mike, what was that? What did you just put up, Mike? Mike just put something up for a half a second and took it off. Oh, yeah.
Mootsie. Yeah.
Bobby Mootsie Diaz. That's who that is. Bobby Coco Mootsie Diaz. Hey, do we watch Mootsie Flip?
Oh, yeah. You got it right here?
On this show?
I.
Hey, you know, Mootsie. Like lazy people, man. Especially them lazy cops. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those cops that pull us over to give us a ticket when we're driving in our car. But they're too lazy to get out their police car to come give us a ticket. So they got to talk to us through the PA system in their police car, try and make us get out of our own car to come pick up our own ticket.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Okay, driver of the vehicle.
Mike, I'm out.
Just five more minutes. Five more minutes.
No. I have to stop. When there's a megaphone, when there's, I can't. The fact that he has to travel with that in a suitcase, he has to have a bigger suitcase because that has to go with him.
Sure, what do you?
Hey, Bob, you don't know how big Mootsie is, man. He tells him the club has to provide a megaphone.
All right? Oh no, shit!
Got to travel his own megaphone, man.
The other way.
God bless him. I think he's wearing my watch.
And your shirt and your pants
and my head. this fucking Corona thing, man. And I just got more gigs canceled today. I just had, I mean, It's going until they get a we're not working until they get a cure. I mean, we'll work sporadically.
Yeah, I'm supposed to work next week.
Here and there.
I don't know if it's going to hold. I'm supposed to work in Indy next week, Indianapolis. My favorite thing is, Bobby, have you had where they, my agent will call me and they'll start talking over like some, you know, talking over the deal points of something in like November. And it'll be like, yeah, so they want to do this. And I'm like, hey, man, as long as we're making shit up, sure, that's fine. Like, these gigs aren't going to happen. What if fucking throw all kinds of stuff in there? Yeah, that's great. this is all imaginary. These gigs aren't going to be real.
I don't understand, though. It's like, I don't know. I mean, Versani figured it out. I mean, we had a great weekend. I mean, granted, you know, Florida had 10,000 cases the next week, but probably because of Versani's.
Were they separated down there or whatever?
Yeah, they were separated.
I did that in Myrtle Beach. They were actually pretty separated.
Everybody had masks on.
Yeah.
it was fun, and I didn't, you know, we didn't do any meet and greets or nothing, but you got to be careful. I do, like, me and Max went camping, and when we both got sick, Max and my son, when we both got sick yesterday, I immediately was like, fuck, we went camping, we went into two stores and the camping KOA store, and I didn't have him wash his hands a lot. Like, I was like, fuck, what if he touched a bag of chips? If he whatever the fuck he put his hands on, and some little rugrat had their Corona hands on it, and then he got it. And I'm like, fuck me, dude. You forget. As soon as you get a little freedom, you go back to the way it was.
Oh, yeah.
Instantaneously.
Yeah.
So, I mean, thank God he doesn't have it and I don't have it, but
it's not, but it seems like it's not. Like, surface area stuff, though, like touching things.
That's the thing, too, though. I don't fucking know. I mean, Mike just told me yesterday that there's different strands of the coronavirus. Is that what you said? Were you lying? Were you doing a Mike Calta lie?
No, Dr. Calta was being real, and he said they believe there's at least 8 different strands of it. So I had it, and I didn't. I had a symptom. I had a headache for 2 days. My wife had it for a month. She still can't taste. My buddy Pete got it. He went in the hospital, got pneumonia, and both my kids had it, and they didn't even know they had it. So there's definitely different strands.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that means there's 8 different strands just because 8 different people had it.
No, I don't think so. No, that wasn't it.
I agree with you, Greg. I agree with you.
I hope.
It not, I'm just not following it. Man, did you guys get? Did you have done the nasal test, the swab?
Yeah. I did that. Yeah,
I did it in Mississippi, and they did both nostrils. You know, they stick it way up there, and then they go okay, and I'm like, oh, that was bad, and then they go okay, the next nostril. I'm like, why? Well, I came back to St. Louis, and I had a test, and they just did one nostril. I'm like, well, what was the guy doing in Mississippi, man?
There's different kind of fun? Different kind of tests. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They could do the one that tickles your brain. They could do a Q-tip just straight up your nose. They need to do both nostrils, or they could do the one where they just go in a little bit and turn it like 15 times in both nostrils. It's fucking ridiculous.
Here's
the problem with Calta, Mr. Mike Calta, though, Greg, is that he'll fucking make shit up. And I'll believe him because I'm gullible. And then I'll go tell the fucking world. And they'll be like, you're crazy. And then I'll go back to him. Dude, that's a lie. He goes, yeah, of course. I was lying. He lies.
Nothing more accurate than when they take the blood straight from your eye. But nobody really wants to get that.
He's lying. You're fucking
lying. That one I mean.
He's got a real, like, powerful
now,
deep radio voice. So you believe him.
It's fucking magical. Now, those earplugs, you work at an airport on fucking Wednesdays and Thursdays?
Yeah. You're trying to get a Yeah. I mean.
Well, that's where you met Mutsy.
I got cauliflower ear.
From wrestling, right? Yeah, you're a wrestler.
Yeah. And so I got to have the hook.
Let me see it. Now, this is so interesting because I've always wanted to talk to somebody with that ear. Now, Now you're supposed to. Yeah, just leave it like that. Talk to us with that.
So my you best can't. Feature.
You can't. No, I have cauliflower cock. You should see that.
Really?
Yeah, just from getting it smashed by strongmen. Listen. Now your ear. You're supposed to wear the things on your ear, yeah, right? And yeah, that's supposed yeah. to protect it. Now, is that from getting smacked? What is? How do wrestlers? Because you guys seem like you're just grabbing each other. But are you smacking each other in the head? What is that from?
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, you know what? You don't find it in high school. Like, I didn't really have to wear the headgear in high school except during the matches. So in practice, you know, I never wore it. And then literally like 2 weeks into college practice, I realized like, oh, this is, you know, it's just way more physical. They start smacking you in the head. And it's bad.
And what is it exactly? What causes cauliflower ear?
I mean, I don't know the science.
It's a breakdown of the cartilage in the ear.
The term cauliflower ear refers to a deformity of the ear caused by blunt trauma or other injuries, such as what may occur during a boxing or wrestling match. Left untreated, the injury leads to a blockage that prevents blood flow and damages tissue. So you,
don't think the word deformity is necessary. I don't think that's. I'm not lobster boy or whatever. That's not. I don't think that's. You know.
I'm saying
deformity.
I didn't mean that. I'm reading what they wrote. I didn't say that.
I mean, you're not perfect, Bobby. Talk about deformities. People are real. They feel real comfortable asking about it too, man. Like, it, you know, they're like, oh, you wrestled, huh? They just come up and point at you wrestled, huh? You know,
right.
This is what we're doing. Guessing the origin of people's physical. Problem.
Don't say deformity. Don't say deformity.
Yeah, I didn't, man. You notice? Yeah, because I don't.
You got to make up a backstory and tell everybody you were in WrestleMania 2. You were like the opening match.
Yeah, it probably would.
Tell them you're the guy who came up with UFC. You're the original. You and the Gracies came up with it.
Yeah,
but I saw those guys. I mean, look, if I see a guy with the cauliflower ear, I would never fuck with him. So it is kind of like a. It is almost like having notches on your fucking rifle. You know what I mean? Or a teardrop tattoo. Like, you're never going to get fucked with, because as soon as I see a guy with that, I'm like, oh, he's a fighter. I'm out. Right. I would never. Because wrestlers, I've fought wrestlers in my life, and they're the strongest fucking human beings on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
And it's no fun. I fought two of them. One guy picked me up and slammed me on my head. On cement, which wasn't fun. I didn't like that. That was unenjoyable. I immediately tried to make friends with him in the fight. I'm like, hey, dude, you like chocolate?
And the other was Mutsy.
No, the other. the other was this guy. Who was I with? I was, oh my God. Fucking, I did a show with Joe Rogan at some bar. This is back in the day. He was headlining. I was opening. I did some fucking show. And I met this country girl. Like, country. Pickup truck. Levi's. Boots. Fuck, but hot. Raspy voice.
Yeah.
Had a little twang in it.
I'm in.
Oh, God.
Knows what kind of beans you're farming.
Yeah.
And that, right. And we went back to this guy's house. This little fucking guy that was around all the time. Wrestler. I didn't know he was a wrestler. Just this little guy, little stocky guy. He started fucking with me. He got drunk. He was mad that she liked me and not him. And then he fucking did something. And I fucked up. I hit him. Like, I was like, fucking. And he was like, let's go outside. And I was like, ah, fuck. I thought that was going to work.
I don't think he said it like that, Bobby.
he fucking, I hit him and he went, let's go outside. He was excited, like a little.
Yeah.
And we went outside, and he fucking proceeded. I looked down. I'm on ice. It was the middle of the winter. I had cowboy boots on, with the silver tips. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm fucking slipping and sliding. I slip. Guy drops me. He headbutts me, then drops me, and well, I sprain my ankle. Yeah. My ankle snaps. I had to drive myself home in a fucking Hyundai. The fucking worst nightmare. Part of this story.
Man.
Well, the next day the girl came over and blew me on crutches.
Wow.
Well, that was fucking.
Yeah, that's worth the whole deal there.
That was worth the whole deal.
Best
blowjob. Literally, Best blowjob I ever got, by the way. Those boots. I had those boots.
Those are nice. Yeah. I, when I was living in New York, just, you know, I was probably like, you know, at the time I'm 46 or 47, and I was walking in the East Village, and this guy, like, he goes, "Hey, what are you looking at?" And I'm like, ah, you know, I don't know. And then he goes, what are you looking at? And I turned around, which, you know, like, if you live in New York, don't do that. Yeah. Like, don't ever turn around. So I just turned around, and he's like, "Yeah, you." And I'm like, "Yeah, just get out of here, man." And then so he sprints like a block and a half, and he like gets in my face, and I'm like, "Dude, what?" And he punches me like right in this, like, just a shot. Like, he's a crazy guy. And for a split second, I was like kind of scared. Like, I don't know why. I was like, you know, sometimes you just feel like a victim in the New York. I'm like, I'm new here. I don't want, you know, right. And then I was like, wait a minute, man. I practiced this every day for 20 years. Like, this is what I did. And I instantly shot a single leg to the right side, and I picked his leg up, and like, and he went right. Like, he sucked. He was terrible. The guy was one of the worst guys I've ever wrestled. I guarantee he never made it past districts. This guy was, he was awful, man. And then I just lost it. I'm like, free. I like on top. I'm like, I'll kill you. I'll kill you, man. I'll kill you, man. I don't know. Like, finally, I kind of was like, wait a minute. I'm trying to kill a heroin addict, basically, is what I'm doing. Yeah. So I walk off, and there's this one dude, man. He had like, I guess he was taking a picture of it or filming it on his cell phone or something, man. And it was a black dude, and I'm walking off. He goes, "Yo, dog." I'm like, I go, "What, man?" He goes, "You a champ, dog. You a champ." And it's pathetic, but a little part of me was proud. I'm not going to lie. A little part of me was like, yeah, man. You tell everybody that in the East Village.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if you got the reputation? Hey, man, you know that guy that looks at the TV dad? He's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah. Among all the heroin addicts in the East Village, you don't want him. And if you do wrestling, he's going to go to the right side, man. Don't lead your left leg.
That's the opening of a movie.
So I called my buddy. I saw one of my comic buddies. I called my buddy. He's like, "Dude, that thing's on film, man. That thing's on film. That's going to wind up on YouTube. That's going to be the biggest thing in your career." I'm like, "Dude, I had like a Comedy Central special." He's like, "Yeah, man. It wasn't that good. This thing is going to be the thing."
Is it on? Is it? Can we watch it?
No, it never showed up, man. I never found it. Yeah.
Who filmed it?
Did that black guy? The guy that said, "Yo, dog, you a champ." Yeah.
That guy went on to create World Star right after that.
Yeah.
Mush, please, white guy, East Village.
TV dad.
Wrestles heroin addict to the wrestles heroin. The champ. Just type in those words in a Google
thing. TV dad, Vision Quest, heroin addict.
Type in the great Santino takes down heroin addict. Oh my god, that's funny, dude. If you find that Mush, I'll fucking make out with you.
Oh, are you kidding me, man? This is the biggest thing. Yeah,
Matt, I don't put it special.
This is what's gonna break it, right here.
Well, I remember Keith Robinson once told us that he was in a comedy gang called Comedy. What was it called, Mush? What was this group, the gang called?
Express.
Comedy Express out of Philly. They had satin jackets that they all, and they'd show up at comedy clubs with their satin jackets that said Comedy Express.
Like Pinky Tuscadero?
Yeah, dude. And he's like, it's gone. I go, Mush found it. I go, we'll find
no.
it. And he brought it. Dude.
No let me way. Tell you,
oh my God, dude. Yeah. It's one of the greatest finds in comedy history.
You found it, man?
We found it. Keith Robinson. He had they all had to do their little intros. Keith put his satin jacket on a hook, and he walks over and grabs it, throws it on. He goes, "Keith Robinson." Oh, it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. My dream is to get everybody at the Cellar satin jackets that say Comedy Express, and we all hang out one night.
Oh my God!
Oh, there it is, right there.
Oh, those are nice jackets, man.
Can you go? Can you go to his? Yeah, that's him. Satin jackets. I had an MTV. Remember the MTV satin jacket?
Well, I love that you were in Alan the Monkeys and you're making fun of him in his satin jackets.
What's Alan the Monkeys?
All right, listen, let's settle down, you thrower under the busser. But you have a good point. We didn't have satin jackets. We had a van. But right. We didn't have satin jackets. And we weren't,
nice, man.
Here's the thing, too. We were a comedy improv group, sketches and improv. Those are just stand-up comics that banded together and had jackets. Big difference, Calta.
I bet they also, they were doing breakdancing together. They had other things in
common. Oh.
What was the name of the improv group?
Mine, it was Al and the Monkeys.
That's okay. No double entendre thing like in
No. We were auditioning. Me and this kid Al were in a we're acting class, and we wanted to do a talent show. And we got these two other guys in the class, and then we got Dane Cook, who was Al's friend, and we had to audition. So we auditioned, and the lady was like, "Okay, great. What's your name?" And some lady in the crowd was like, "The Monkeys. They're like monkeys." Because we were running, we're like, "All right, the Monkeys." And then we left, and Al went back and go, "Call it Al and the Monkeys." And so they did. They called it Al and the Monkeys. So when we were coming out for the talent show, they're like, "All right, give it up for Al and the Monkeys." We're like, "What the fuck is that?" He's like this. We just went out. Then we won the talent competition. And I remember going backstage, go, "I'm doing this forever. This is what I'm doing for my life."
Yeah. This was before any stand-up?
Biggest mistake of my life. Yes. Yeah.
And where is Al now?
Al is in Australia with his wife's family. He's got two beautiful kids, a big fuzzy beard, and I believe he is a Trump hater, like most comedians.
Really?
Yeah, I see his little things on the Facebook. But yeah, very funny guy. Al was always funny, naturally funny. Reminded me of Dan Aykroyd without the, the fucking talent to do stuff. Just naturally funny guy. Anyways, so you got this special coming out. Now this is going to, where is this going to be? How much is it going to cost?
It's on Amazon. And if you got Amazon Prime, it's free. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. Now, do they pay for that or do you put that up there? Do they give you, I mean, how's this work now? How are specials working now?
I mean, I don't exactly know the back end of it. I mean, 800 Pound produced it. And then I think if you watch it on Prime, that they get some money, you know? I don't know.
Okay, so you got Prime, you got this, you got that. So basically, you're putting this out there. I mean, like a lot of comics are doing right now, to get it out there, be there. Just see now, everybody's looking for something to watch that's funny.
Yeah,
and it will bring up your club, club money, and people will start showing up at the clubs, even though it's during a pandemic and nobody can go see.
Yeah, it's pretty smart strategy, don't you think? I mean,
yeah, it's pretty. I mean, we want to go see him, but we can't by law.
Yeah,
and also let's make them talk about farms too. That's another thing that'll really drive it.
No, it's I don't know. So far, it's going good. I think because it is clean, and I think like there's a lot of people that are doing like family viewing time during the coronavirus or whatever. You know, so yeah.
Yeah, man. you're very the word I would use. You're funny, but you're kind of cunty funny, but you're clean. You know what I mean? It's sure, very like Jimmy. What's his name? Who's the English comic there? What's
Jimmy
his
Durante?
Name? No, Jimmy. No. Who's the English comic? Mush.
How Carr?
Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, Jimmy Carr. Fuck Mush. What are you looking at?
Trying to find the fight.
It's not there, Mush. It's not there.
I love Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr. He's
great. Your
cuntiness is very similar. It's very funny, man. Very funny.
Oh, thanks.
Because it's true, though. I was talking to Jack Vaughn about this. If you do a clean album, and put it up on Sirius, it will be played everywhere all the time. If you do dirty shit like me, I do dirty stuff. I can't be played on Comedy USA. I can't, you know, they won't play your shit everywhere.
Yeah, since Jack took over there, though, what I like. Because I live in St. Louis, man. I'm in a car all the time, so I listen to Sirius, And he's been good at like finding, even if there's like kind of fairly dirty comics, he'll find the two or three clean tracks that they have and put it on Laugh USA. You know,
right? Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good. I mean, most of the comics I like are dirty. I was never totally clean. And then and I was close enough. And Jack talked to me several years ago. He's like, man, you're so close. What are you doing? Just do this. You'll get more airtime. So it was good advice.
Yeah. Man, it was good advice. He's given me the same advice that I've ignored for years. No. I've ignored Jack Vaughn for years. Save money. Be clean. You'll make a lot of money.
Yeah, the save money thing, I never really, I didn't, yeah.
They tell you to save money?
Yeah, I'm not good at that, man. I used it. I use money. I use it all.
So. I'm not a good saver either. I mean, what the fuck are you saving it for, right?
Yeah, man. I think I have a face that looks like I save money for some, because I'll tell people, like, nah, you know, I'm not. And they're like, well, you save some. I'm like, I didn't. And then they want to tell me how I live my life, because they're like, oh, well, you still got your retirement from when you worked at Procter & Gamble for 10 years. I'm like, no, I cashed that out. They're like, if you cash that out, there are some serious penalties. I'm like, you're telling me. Extremely serious. Like, hey, unnecessarily. Really.
What did you do at Procter & Gamble?
I sold peanut butter and potato chips and cake mixes. I sold Pringles, Duncan Hines, Crisco, Hawaiian Punch, Sunny Delight to grocery stores.
All the healthy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God, I love it. I love it.
Pringles are great.
How much did you have saved by 50 years old in order to feel good about it?
I don't want to know the answer to this.
I don't want to know the answer to that either, because, you know, he's actually doing the calculation in his head.
Nobody wants to tell you. Nobody wants to tell the next generation how much they should be saving.
You should have at least $250,000 in your bank account.
Hey, Bert's in the YouTube chat.
Bert Reiter?
Yeah.
He gets bored when he's on the road.
What is he? Isn't he barbecuing a flank steak somewhere? Doesn't he have
And then he left.
He left?
You go in there and just stir it up and then leave?
He said, are they talking about how funny Bert Kreischer is? And then someone said, Bert, stop now. And then he said, leaving now.
He is funny, man. That guy is funny.
He's funny and he's a smart fucking cocksucker. He has a savings account.
Yeah, that guy, he's got 250. He's got 250 easy. He got 250 times. Yeah. Bert's doing just fine, man. Yeah.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Anyways, how's the podcast going? Do you know?
I'm really enjoying it. We're getting good, but I didn't want to really know how many people are listening to it for at least like 3 or 4 months. Cause
it's a good call.
Yeah. But Brendan Ayer, who's a great comic, New York guy, really funny. He's better at crosswords than I am. But we're really starting to get sort of a thing together. It's fun, man. I love it.
Yeah. Bush, could you bring something up for more than a half a fucking second so I can look at it?
I mean, to the stream longer. I'm sorry.
Yes. Fucking bring it up and let me read it.
Mike, Mush takes a beating like the DJ at an urban comedy show, man. Those guys are always, you notice those guys, like when they're the urban guy, the black guys on stage and they'll play, but give it up for DJ, man. Give it up for this motherfucker. He don't play nothing I told him. Like, the guy just gets beat on the entire show. And I feel like Mush is taking the same thing here, man.
I don't think why they think you're a victim is I'm the victim, Greg.
Okay.
I'm the victim. I want to be able to promote your fucking podcast.
I appreciate it
for a fucking 3 seconds and then it's gone.
I'm about to
read it, and then all of a sudden, he's the victim because he's crouched down and he looks like a sad little Mexican kid. Okay?
I mean,
I look like Muncie, and you get off. No one gives a fuck.
Do Muncie.
Oh, well, listen, man. I'm very excited you came on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Go check out his podcast. I don't know what it is. I was going to read the description of it, but no, it's on.
What are you doing, Mush?
Thank you. So on Laugh Button Live, one down. Go check it out. Make sure you subscribe to it. give it a listen. Apple, Spotify, Google, and go get his special.
I'm starting to see it from your side, man.
Children of the Corn, it's available now.
Just go get a special. Like, I have the same complexion as corn husks.
I do, man. I do.
Oh my god, dude! Yeah, if I ever saw you in a corn pit, I'd scream at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, it's not attractive,
dude. That'd be great if the rest of that photo you had no pants on. Just a big wrestling hog hanging out. Well, dude, thanks for coming on, and make sure you get his album. Very funny guy. Very funny guy. And I'm glad I finally do know you now.
Me too. And, me too. You did a great job at Joe's wedding, by the way, man. You did a really good job.
You know, he gives me a hard time for that fucking thing.
I thought you did great, man.
I thought it was a good mix because Sarah's parents were so, he was like, look at the very serious people. You can't be a goofball. You can be a little funny.
I thought I was
a little funny.
Yeah.
I thought the best part is, you know, Luis J. Gomez. He always, when you say Luis Gomez, he goes, Jay. So in the middle of it, I wanted to see how committed he was. And I said, I go, Luis Gomez. And he literally, in the middle of the wedding, went, Jay. And I said that, I go, I just want to see how committed you were. And it was a great wedding. Great time.
That was fantastic, man.
Come back on again, dude.
Thank you.
And make sure you go check out his special that is out now, correct?
It's out right now, Amazon Prime.
Go check it out. Fucking hilarious. You can watch it with the family. And then check out his podcast on the Laugh Button Live. And I'm glad I got to talk to you for an hour or so.
Yeah, enjoyed it, man. Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, see you guys. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Oh, wait. I have to do something before you leave. If you had to.
I wasn't expecting that. That's funny.
If you had to. You have to.
Yeah.
There's no out of this. It's either one or the other.
As a 52-year-old single married, never been married guy.
Yeah.
Which one would you bang? Me or Mike Calta? If you had to.
Oh, man. I mean,
like if we were in prison for life, not like in public.
You have to.
I'm going to be honest. This is the first time I've considered that. I mean, I didn't think about that before I came on. I didn't think I was going to be asked.
Why wouldn't you?
Mush is not an option?
No.
Oh,
no.
What?
What? Are you crazy?
Okay.
You sure the girl's not an option? She's not an option.
Very pretty.
Which one? Go ahead.
Do the face. Yeah, I'm sorry. The face sold it, Mike. No offense, buddy, but the face. The face. Woo! Did it. Yeah, yeah.
Mutsy face gets me every time.
Yeah, I'm it's just the Mutsy face.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that I'm losing out to Mutsy face or the desperation that we both have in anticipating the response from another man. It's ridiculous.
It was a close call. I'm not going to say that, but I mean, here's the thing, man. He kind of worked for it a little bit, you know. He did a face. You just sat there. I'm not going to come to you.
I wanted to see. I don't like to cheat. I don't like to dangle prizes. I don't expect you to be a cheap whore where I did a dangle things at the last minute. But I know
see what
now.
You're saying.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, we learned a little bit about
my character, I think.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later, man. Take care. Greg.
Really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Okay, buddy. That was great, man.
You didn't shit your pants either, which is even better.
I did not shit my pants. I came close a couple of times when I was laughing. You made me laugh one time. I don't know what it was, but I came very close. We have the names to read, and then we're out of here. I want to thank everybody on the Patreon that's watching this. All you people that are watching live on YouTube, make sure you go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Dude, this is literally my job. This is the only thing right now that I'm doing. You believe that? I mean, this is it right now. All my gigs have been canceled. Everything has been done. It's and they're canceling them with no, yep, it's moved, with not even a phone call anymore. It's just an email.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's weird. But anyways, I appreciate everybody who is on this Patreon supporting all the shows, Coulter and Kelly every fucking night, which is the thing I think that saved me during this pandemic, the being able to do a show with my number one best friend every night. For the fans that are watching that, you guys are the best. Everybody involved, we want to read these names, and I want to thank you for being a member and joining. Ready? Let's do this. Andy Garcia.
Hey, thank you. Sonny Corleone.
In the streets protesting the mortal enemy to lions. Emoji face matters. Thank you very much. Adam Martinez. Cracked open. Ooh, that's going to be a hyena. A hyena.
Why hyena? Is that a hyena?
Because that's what they talk about the women. We cracked them open. That's a hyena slang. I know that. Lucas Bacco, Mike Costello, Nate E, Richard P. Kelly with an E, Jonah Simpkins.
Joanna.
Riley Banks. Pawn Scum, Spring Books 2019, John Rakowski, Terry Sather, Zachary Van Hoost, Jake Finical, Andrew Baruzio,
Rayso.
Nick K, Anthony DeCibio, Garrett Jorgensen, Carl Pryor 2, Emmanuel Rivera, Evan Boyle, Charles Pinkerton.
Very good.
And I want to thank Evan, you motherfucker, $25 fucking member. You are a fucking ultimate holy shit, dude. You know what, dude? Evan, I love your balls. Please send your address address.
I'll contact you on the Patreon.
Yeah, I got to get those addresses too. Would you get those to me? Love nuts. All right. And I made it through this podcast. Coulter and Kelly on everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Please follow us. Coulter and Kelly, go follow us. I will be putting up this week once I feel a little better. The Bushcraft Party Boy video that I have. It's a small little video that's going up to you guys first and then out to the Publeco. And then...
Also, people are asking me if you're going to do Cameo.
What do you mean asking? Who's asking if I'm doing Cameo?
Is Bobby going to ever do this? Every time I do one, they're like, is Bobby going to do one? I'm telling you.
I was, you know, you hit me up today. Both you guys hit me up today. And I was like, yeah. But I'm so fucked up. I'm going to go back in. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. The extra money that you can make off a Cameo is probably better than you expect. It's like, oh, okay, cool. But it's not even about the money right now. It's so fucking, after you do like two of them, you're like, you get in a groove and you're like, all right, I got a good one. And then you start tailoring them to each one and it becomes fun. I'm having a ball doing them.
Right.
Oh, you don't sound like you're excited, but you will be. Eventually, they'll be like, hey, Bobby, I listened to you talk about your pool. And you're like, oh, fuck it. I'll do it for my pool. I'm telling you, it's good shit. I had a guy tell me yesterday he hadn't talked to his brother in months because they had a fight and sent him a thing that says that they want to make up and it's boring to play Call of Duty by himself. So I made up a thing. I called them both fucking pussies. And next thing you know, they hit me up and they're like, we talked for the first time in months. And it was great. And you're fucking bringing people together.
Yeah, but you bring people together. You have that thing about you. People like you more than they
so
like.
Do you. Oh, that's
well,
not
you can bring
true.
People apart, then.
We are a perfect yin and yang.
I really
wife he's leaving them or something.
Look yeah. Like oh, I can't wait for that.
Hey, you got fat. I'm gone.
Hey, Peggy, your husband's cheating on you. He didn't know how to tell you.
Why is Peggy a fat girl's name?
The worst part is the secretary is fatter than you, but she takes in the ass and you don't.
Oh, I just touched my microphone. It was wet from my mouth.
Yeah, you got mutsy all over you. That's a great. Your Coco Mutsy Diaz. Look at that.
It's this way, right?
No, it's the other way. Well, for me.
Yeah. Oh, for you. Yeah. Oh, dude, I was so fucking sick last night. And here's the problem. My kid was sick at the same time, so I got no love.
Yeah, you don't get any sick sympathy.
I get nothing. I'm in the fucking, you know what I mean? I'm in the car bed all night with a hat on because I'm shivering.
You got shit sickness, so no woman wants to be around that.
Oh, no, dude. It was coming out of my, it was like my ass was throwing up. Like that type of shit. You know what I mean? It was like,
I tell you what happened after the show.
What?
I went and lay down in my bed with my wife. We were watching TV.
Yeah.
She got up. I thought she was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Came back in like a little sexy outfit. I was like, yeah, what the fuck is going on here on a Monday night? And she was like, I bought this. And I went, all right. I felt like there was some sort of catch to it, but there wasn't. We just did it.
I think my wife is poisoning me and my son because she's cheating on us. That's what I think.
The opposite.
I think she's fucking some biker guy who has his own construction company up in Katona, and she's fucking slowly poisoning us, and we'll die, and then she'll just start over. That's where my brain goes.
I tell Gavin and Pete, if I die of a heart attack, don't believe it. Check me for arsenic, because my wife has learned from watching all these murder TV shows that if you slowly poison them with arsenic, they'll eventually have a heart attack, but it's too small to trace, and it's such an old poison that they don't really check for it anymore, so... Just giving you a heads up.
I'm serious, man. I really thought that today. I'm sitting there going, she's not really, you know, yesterday when she was not really into, like, he's fine. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You killing us?
What if she's, I mean? I never expected him to eat some of your French fries. And she felt bad because Max ate the fries that she was poisoning you with.
I fell off my diet yesterday, too. Well, today, actually. Because I just can't. I had to have fucking something carbs.
Something in your system.
I had to fucking do some carbs. I had to do it. Fuck it. You know what I mean? It's like I'm fucking, I feel like shit. I'm achy. Even right now, I'm achy. I'm wiped. I feel like I got corona again.
Yeah. Like I'm afraid.
And you're in my head too. I got another fucking strand. Because you're telling me about the eight strands of fucking death.
The multiple strand. You're not going to go get another strand. You just got lucky with the one that you had that gave you the antibodies.
Let me ever tell you how adorable you are. Huh?
Come on.
Dude, your ass last night was in my head all night long. I just kept seeing your little bum with your little white ass.
I hope it was in Lou's head all night long, too.
Yeah. Lou, she's not even in the chat, is she, dude?
No, she hasn't said anything yet.
Might be, is McGoobies open on a Tuesday?
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. She is a comedy fan, dude. I love it. I love how much she loves comedy. Anyways, we're at 1,000. No, we're not at 1,000 Patreons. We are at, like, I think it's at 700 or something like that. 750. We were at 870.
What did you do?
You know what it is? A lot of people signed up for the Live from the Sheds. Like the Kumia Live from the Shed. What was the one before that, Mush? Ari. I had Ari. So a lot of people signed up for that. We have the fans are here that they're here now. We're going to be pushing it. We're going to be getting this shit out there, telling the fucking world, because this is.
I might stop it at 800. I might feel good with just the 800. Tell your friends they're most likely out now. Or if they want to get in next month, $12.
We just take the $5 thing right out.
15 now. How do you like that? 15. Keep going. You want to keep going?
$5 for a show every day.
$5 a month.
Yeah.
For
24
shows.
Yeah.
Including one you could jerk off in.
Including a show that you could be part of, including Tech Talks, including Kim's I think team. We're shooting live from the shed. I'm going to get two actors, I think, in August. We're going to be shooting two of those when I can get it done.
By the way, did I dream this or did you tell me a couple of weeks ago that David Coverdale was going to be on the show?
No, David Coverdale was supposed to be on the show.
And then all of a sudden I heard he was going to be on another show. And I was like, what the fuck? Didn't we just talk about that?
Yep. We were supposed to have him. And it, I don't know. Gabby was supposed to have him on. It fell through. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Listen,
Gabby's on. Yeah, sorry.
I have something that I don't even know if I want to turn over to you, beast. But I have an interview that I did with Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. It may be the most embarrassing thing that I've ever done. Not like the goofy Bon Jovi one where I was so excited to talk to him. In this interview with Richie Sambora, I talked about how in my adult life I wrote him a letter and stuck it in the mailbox at his parents' house. Oh, it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever had to talk about on the air, but I saved it all these years till I finally had him on the air. I think I might give Mush highlights of that one day so we could all sit here and cringe through it together.
Can you please do that?
Let me get time to think about it.
If that would make me.
If we can get to 8:25.
At 8:50.
I'm cutting it off, though. 8:25 and it's done.
8:50. At 900, I will play. We will watch Last Night at Eddie's on a Saturday night. We'll watch.
And talk over it.
And we'll talk over it.
Pop up video. All right?
Yes. We'll have Mush set it up when we watch Last Night at Eddie's at 900 fucking listeners.
Like MST, what was that? MST3K, Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah. Yes.
We'll do MS3 tons.
We'll do a watch along. Yeah.
Oh my God. That'll be so much fun.
Mike, I got to go back in the house right now.
Do me a favor. Do 5 jumping jacks.
I can't. I'll shit myself.
You're on your diet. You should do 5 jumping jacks for the people on the show.
If you shit, I can't.
If you shit, you
can't.
Shit. If you shit, you shit. If you
shit, please don't.
If you shit, you shit. You should do it.
Mike, I have a tail hanging out. I feel like I'm becoming a dog right now.
What kind of dog? Like a small dog or a big dog?
Like it's like a toot, but it's not a toot. I know it's not a toot. If I toot, it's going to be shit.
You should do the YMCA. And if you don't shit your pants, that's God telling you it's okay that you cheated on your diet. And if you do shit, that's a penalty and you know not to do it again. Alexa, play YMCA by the Village.
I don't think I can do it.
Alexa, volume 9. Alexa, volume 5. Why isn't it voluming up? Alexa, louder.
God damn it, Alexa.
Ready?
It's fun to stay at the YKWD. It's fun to stay at the YKWD. Yeah, that was only 2. Take your hand in your pants and feel it and then show it to us.
Oh wow.
All right, check us out on Facebook at... shut up, you cunt. Alexa.
Talking to the mic.
Alexa, be quiet.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Mush. It was kind of nice without Gabby. And her
That's
negativity.
That's what some of the chat said.
And her fucking hey hair. I'm just kidding. I love Gabby.
I know. Hey, did you like the episode? Did you get the link?
I got it, but I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I will watch it. What do we have tomorrow? Anything?
No guests that I know of. So
I talked to Pete Corielli today, so maybe Pete tomorrow or Thursday. Or what is tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday or Thursday. And, you know, we'll finish the week strong.
You mentioned another person as well last week.
Who? I can't remember everybody. Luis J. Gomez.
A bigger guest, a neighbor of yours. Dave.
Oh, Batista.
Yeah.
I haven't even reached out to him yet. Did you hear a toilet? No. Anyway, check us out at Calton Kelly on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole fucking deal. We got it all. TikTok. Go join us on TikTok before the president bans it and takes it away from everybody. Yeah, that's a real thing. Thank you to Greg Warren. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You know what?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.